We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney with you. 97.1 The Ticket. Now, we have to also bring up real quick, the Stoney has invented a couple of apps for the phone. You can download at your local app store. One of them is when a former... Well, not a former, a player that one of the local teams could have drafted does well. It's been kind of renamed in the last year the Donovan Mitchell app.
Yes.
Whenever anybody who the Pistons, Red Wings, Lions, or Tigers could have had does well, mm-hmm. this app goes off, and it's just crazy. Last year, the All-Star Weekend was unbelievable because former Pistons, or could-be Pistons, won, like, what, the Slam Dunk Contest, the Three-Point Contest, and the Skills Challenge or something like that?
Yeah, Spencer Dinwiddie won the... skills competition.
But I'm not sure Spencer Dinwiddie counts because he was a Piston.
I know.
They didn't pass on
him. But it was former. And Donovan Mitchell won the, Slam Dunk Contest. And who won the three-point contest? I don't remember.
Anyway. Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, right. Oh, of course. Exactly.
The app is subnamed the Devin Booker app. Now we also have...
Did Donovan Mitchell win the Slam Dunk? I don't even remember. Or, you know, he played... Whatever. It's irrelevant right now.
Okay. The other thing in your life that you hate more than anything else, it's not poverty, it's not racism, it's nothing like that. It's banner ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm. For certain teams, yes.
For certain teams?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's not a uniform standard for banners?
No, it's like the Red Wings, for example. It really irked me that the Red Wings would put up divisional banners and even President's Cup banners. You know, because if you have a proud history and you already have championship banners... You don't need to put up the garbage banners. I mean, the garbage is a little strong word, but, you know, divisional, you know, Patrick division champ or whatever division they were in, the champion, Smite division champion, whatever. You don't need those banners. It's clutter. It's really, you make the championship banners bigger, and that's what they should be. And I believe, it's one of these I believe when I'm not sure about, at LCA, just the Stanley, besides the retired jerseys, just the Stanley Cup banners are up. I don't think they have all the other crazy banners anymore.
I think it's your responsibility to know this, Stoney, being the banner police that you are.
I know. You're right.
So anyway, the Nashville Predators had opening night the other night, and they celebrated what was a fantastic season for them last year, in which they won the President's Trophy, they won the Central Division, and, Stoney, let's not forget, they were the regular season Western Conference champions. So they raised a banner for all three of those honors. Central Division champions, 2017-2018, mm-hmm. President's Trophy 2017-2018. Now, I looked it up. The President's Trophy goes to the team that has the most points in the NHL.
Correct.
So it would imply to me, I don't know about you, but to me, if you had the most points in the NHL, wouldn't you then also have the most points in the Western Conference?
Yes.
Okay. So aren't you essentially putting up two banners for the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And you would probably win your division.
I don't know a scenario where you wouldn't.
Yes.
Right? Unless it's one of those things like the All-Star game where you can't coach it in consecutive years.
Yeah.
Each year, if you accomplish something, just put up the highest accomplishment banner. You don't need the others because the others are going to...
It becomes redundant. You're absolutely correct. Now, so you're wondering...
Let me ask you this. No, go ahead.
You're wondering if I'm offended by the Predators. I'm not offended. They should just put up the president. They should just
come
put,
on.
They should
just, set hold a standard.
Hold
stick
on.
To
I
it.
Gave you my standard before when I was talking about
not a
the
standard.
Red Wings. No, it is.
No, they it have, should apply to every team.
No, they have nothing. The Predators can put up the President's Trophy one if they want. Okay.
No, they went to a Cup final. They shouldn't be put.
as the only one. However, once or if they ever win a Stanley Cup, those other banners go down. That's the way it should be.
Hey, you're too wishy-washy.
I'm not wishy-washy.
The standard should be the banner or bust.
Fine, then I'll say
set
bust.
Set the rules.
If it's one or the other, no banner for that.
Okay, what about baseball?
Baseball, you can win. For the pennant, you can win.
Not the division.
No.
No banner for the division.
No.
Just the pennant.
Yes.
Pennant and World Series.
Yes.
Like the Rockies this year, they can't. Wait, no, they won their playoff game. Or they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they lost their division title.
Like
they were the wild card team.
The Tigers couldn't put up a game 163 banner in 09.
No.
Let me ask you this. And this may be a tough question, but I know my answer, but I have a very specific answer. What is the dumbest banner you ever remember seeing hanging in any arena or building? And you can bring up the local example if you want.
Wow.
Because when I was in college, okay, in my basketball arena, the home arena for the mighty Northwestern basketball Wildcats, okay, you know their NCAA tournament history, right? There was a banner. I don't believe it's there any longer. I hope to God it's not. But there was a banner hanging at the end of the arena that said, NIT, second round, 1983. Swear to God.
You know,
NIT, second round, 1983. And then, Stoney.
This should never be an NIT banner. Even if you win it, you shouldn't.
And
put
then
that
we
up.
Made it again in 93, and they added 93 to it. So it said 1983, 1993.
That's and what right. if they would have gone to the third round in 93? They would have had a new banner.
Yeah, come on. That's like division
well,
versus
the,
conference.
The worst one was at the Lions when they had the playoff banner.
I knew you were going to say
and
that.
And that's the stupidest thing of all time. Now, you can argue like individual. If you want to get into the individual ones.
Can you imagine if like the Patriots or the Cowboys? I'm trying to think, you know.
Or even the Red Wings had 25 in a playoffs. You know, they had 25 different banners.
No, what if the Pittsburgh Steelers held a playoff banner in Pittsburgh? For all the year, I mean, they make it every single year, pretty much.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, I do think up there with all-time dumbest banners I've ever seen, I was not a big fan of the Palace hanging up for, like, Bon Jovi and Kid Rock. I thought that was really stupid.
I think actually Madison Square Garden has a Billy Joel one.
I don't like that.
I know.
But I do have to say the worst ever by far, and I don't think there's really any contender other than NIT second round, and Paul can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but... Didn't the Heat retire number 23 from Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Come on. That's
awful.
That circles, that laps my NIT second round banner.
Yeah.
By far.
Actually, the dumbest one, and the only reason they did it for this guy is because he was a great guy in the community. And this puts, is a guy with Washington Capitals. Number 7 is retired. Ivan LeBray, who was with them when they started. He was just a mediocre defenseman, but he was like, he played there for a long time, and he was never like an all-star. He was just, he was always into the community. He's got his jersey retired. It makes no sense.
Take it down.
I got to admit, one that I'd never cared for locally was the Chuck Daly thing.
Oh, number 2 for Chuck Daly?
Yeah. It's players.
The Pistons kind of just overdid it. I mean, they just kind of overdid it. Like, didn't they just intentionally retire GM for Jack McCloskey? I mean, they retired letters.
Yeah.
No one will ever wear the GM jersey in the Pistons' history again.
Nobody has since.
Not only that, you can't even put the letters on the jersey. His name is Blake Griffin. Have you seen that? They took the G off his name altogether. It's preposterous. All right, we got a couple of ticket texts on dumbest banners they've ever seen. The Nashville Predators raised 3 banners in their opener, one for winning the division, one for winning the conference regular season title, and one for winning the President's Trophy. And when you win the President's Trophy, it's kind of implied you win all those other ones. Kind of goes without saying. It's a collect-all. According to the ticket texters, the Washington Mystics of the WNBA used to put up banners for attendance champions.
Oh.
Which Florida college team put up the fake national championship banner from last year?
Oh,
that was,
yes.
Of course,
UCF.
UCF. You know what? My problem with that was the people had a problem with it. Go let them do their thing. Who cares? I mean, whatever. It's their school. They won all their games.
Put up UCF undefeated 2017, whatever conference they are, Sunbelt, whatever champions. You don't say national champions.
Why not?
Because
you don't go there. Your kids don't go there.
I don't care.
It's their thing.
But they weren't the national champions.
But it's Scott Frost. And ever since he decided to do all that crap and act like a loser, all he has been a loser. Karma.
That's true. The Colts have AFC finalists banners. So dumb. That's from Skyler in Woodhaven. AFC finalists? As in, we got to the AFC championship game and lost?
When you're the Patriots, bitch, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's a rough one. John, of course, this is obvious. The Lions playoff win banner. No, John. You're giving them way too much credit there, buddy boy. That was a playoff appearance banner. Not playoff wins, playoff appearances, which has now since been taken down. Red Wing Central Division playoff champs? Huh? What?
They might have had one, yeah.
Central Division playoff champs?
Probably. We used to play out of your division first.
But I thought once they renamed the divisions away from the names to the...
Yeah, it would be Norris Division playoff champs.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Central.
In 87, 88, so they
right.
were...
Yeah,
they
I know that.
Campbell Conference.
Campbell Conference
Connor finalists.
Milliken, yeah. But once they went to Central and West and East,
I think the text was wrong. It just said in Norris. That's all.
Ferris State has a banner for Chris Kunitz being a Hobey Baker finalist. I don't have a problem with that. You know what? I mean, come on. Ferris State hockey, guy's one of the top players in the country. Whatever. The Avalanche retiring rent an almost due veteran Raymond Bork. I'm not sure exactly what that ticket text says, but I know he's referring to.
Retiring his jersey made no sense.
That was a little bit much. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.